Hey, Dave. Can you take me into the decision on keep five tailbacks instead of maybe a six receiver or a fifth tight end?
Yeah, it really just came down to some special teams and trying to look at the active, who's going to be active on our 46. And, you know, it's hard to get five tight ends active on the 46 as well as six receivers.
What did you like about Banyard's preseason to earn a roster spot so far?
Well, he's done a nice job on special teams, and he performed well in that last preseason game when he had a chance to run the ball.
Yeah, Dave, Josh Johnson, Nick Marshall, how difficult a cut was that, and what has Josh Johnson shown you in the preseason?
Well, Josh Johnson's a guy that's obviously production has warned him to be on this team. He's around the ball. He makes plays on the ball when given the opportunity. Not only that, but he's been a sure tackler. He's been a good blitzer. He can play both nickel inside for us and outside. And on special teams, he can be an emergency returner for us. So it was a difficult decision. Nick is more of a, you know, just an outside corner for us, and Josh just brings a little bit more versatility for us.
Can you give me a brief synopsis of how you guys found Josh in the CFL?
Yeah, so I've got to give a lot of credit to our pro department, Chris Poley and Chris Driggers, and he was a guy that his CFL, he was looking to get back in the league. He was in a camp, and we were familiar with him from his time at Purdue, I believe, right, in college, and he was a good player there and came in and had a really nice workout for us, and we knew from his time at Purdue that if we liked him in a workout, we were really going to like him once he put the pads on, and sure enough, you know, he's earned a spot on this team.
Hey, Dave, can you just talk about the decision to let Ryan Davis go? Did he just not fit into that auto spot?
Yeah, it was a little bit of that. It was some of the guys like Chris Smith playing really well, Dan Scuda using him, and then our surplus of guys as interior rushers, and Malik Jackson, Sheldon Day, Sendarek Marks, and Jared Odrick all can play inside, and then you got three Leos there, and then you got some flexibility with Hayes Pollard and Miles Jack in terms of the Mike Will and Otto, and then it came down to special teams too, and who was going to be up, and so that was really the thing that came down to, is special teams and not having a great fit for him anymore.
What you guys saw out of Miles Jack outside against the Falcons, does that change maybe what your plan might be for him going forward?
Well, you know, when you get into this 46-man and roster, he's going to have to learn both Mike and Will. We said from the beginning the idea of it's a lot more difficult to learn the Mike position and the inside linebacker position in our scheme and having to make all the calls and checks. So once we felt comfortable there, we felt like moving to Will because you got to have that flexibility on game day, and he's going to be responsible for learning both those positions.
Did he maybe exceed what you thought he would be able to do in terms of his first game there?
Well, I thought we felt pretty comfortable, and he's been working very diligently at it and learning the defense, and obviously he's a very gifted athlete, so in that fourth preseason game, you would hope that he would kind of shine like he did, and he played a very good first half there, and then we saw enough to get him out of there.
How has Chris Smith improved as a pass rusher?
Well, for you guys that have been around practice, you know, and the conversation around Smitty has always been if he could just play the way he practices, and then finally this year it's kind of come to fruition for him where he's hasn't been as analytical and hasn't thought as much, and he's just going out there playing and reacting, and he's been able to convert some rushes that have been pretty impressive, and then also play to run really well. Not only has he played the Leo position, but he's also played our 4B in the preseason and offers us some flexibility there too.
Cool. And then how do you feel about your 53 on the whole?
We feel good about it. And, you know, there's still some discussion and, you know, we're going to work through tonight and look at this waiver wire and see if there's a spot where we can upgrade or provide some more depth for our team. That's always a tough deal because you got a couple of guys that feel comfortable right now, but that's the nature of this weekend. Is you got a little fluid 53-man roster, and you have a short window to at very little cost to improve your team on the waiver wire, and we're going to look and see if we can take advantage of it.
How difficult were some of the decisions, and what does that say about your 53?
Well, it was a difficult decision. Obviously, guys like Josh Evans and Ryan Davis, guys that have been here for our tenure, and guys that we are very fond of as individuals and as football players. So those guys played a lot of football for us and did some good things, and it's kind of a bittersweet that we now have a talented enough roster where we feel like we've upgraded, but bitter in terms of because we don't like to see those guys go. They've been a great part of it, and we've had great relationships with those guys.
Hey Dave, Neil Sterling's move to tight end this offseason. How have you gauged his progress there, and what was it about him that you liked enough to keep him around as part of the tight end group?
Well, when we first got Neil, we knew he was going to be a big receiver, and then he just kept getting bigger and bigger, and here he was at close to 6'4", 250 pounds, and he's a little bit bigger than some of the tight ends that we had on our roster last year. And in the offseason, we knew that we had a very deep receiver class, and if we wanted to keep him around and the best chance of making this team was going to be as our tight end. And still has a good enough skill set where he can be active on game day and be our third or fourth tight end, as well as be our fifth or sixth receiver, and offers a lot of flexibility there. And then has done a really good job on special teams and kind of taken the place of what Clay Harbor did last year in that role. And I give Neil a lot of credit. We were a little bit weren't sure on how quickly he was going to pick up the blocking aspect of it, but he's a tough kid, and he's done a really nice job in terms of attempting to block and being aggressive, and really has matured a lot in his approach to the game.
And keeping Brandon Allen, how much did his performance against the Falcons play into that, or had that decision already been made?
I think we were trending there. Outside the wheels completely falling off against the Falcons. We thought he performed well. He did perform well, but that's how he's performed since we had him at the Senior Bowl, really. And since we had him at the Senior Bowl, he came in here in rookie minicamp and all through OTAs, and we kind of knew that he was going to be a guy that we were going to have to keep throughout the season.
So with vested veterans obviously being cut during this whole wave, like Josh Sitton and some of those other guys, how much do you take into account their salary being guaranteed and in looking into kind of adding experience to the team?
Well, the first thing we do is we look at the play on tape and find out, hey, can they help us or can they not help us? And if they can help us, then we look at, hey, what's the price going to be, and then go through it. You know, a guy like Josh Sitton, he's a vested vet, so he doesn't have to clear waivers. He could pick whatever team he wants to go to, and in essence, he's a free agent. If indeed, and I don't know, you know, I'm just going off of the media reports there, so I don't know. Or if I could or even comment on him right now, because it hasn't been official from the league. But so the first thing you do is you look at if they can help you from a talent standpoint. Second thing is, you know, if they can, can you afford them? Or B, you know, do they want to come and play in your scheme?
Do you think this is one of the riskier groups of cuts to get to the practice squad for you that you've had to make?
Well, we've had some guys that have performed fairly well. You know, you always overthink it, and you think all your guys are going to get claimed, and at the end of the day, there's only somewhere between 20 and 30 claims on a year, maybe give or take, you know, five. So you figure average, maybe one or at most, you know, one or two per team. And then so there's a lot of other good players that have been released, and just like we're doing, we're looking at it. And at the end of the day, it's hard to swap out players if you have a good team and you've been with guys for the last, you know, 6 months. So sometimes the grass isn't always greener on the other side, too.
Hey, Dave, I'll follow up on Sitton. The Packers have announced his release. Is that somebody that you would be interested in since he can be a plug-and-play guy?
I'd have to wait to talk to Coach and go through a little bit more with him. I would probably prefer to wait to it become official through the league to comment on it, too.
And different topic then. Jordan Tripp, you cut him and kept Hayes Pollard. What was the what was the deciding point with those two guys?
Well, production. Hayes has been ultra productive, not only in games but in practice and always around the ball. You guys have seen him probably between him and Neil Sterling and Chris Reed. You know, you could have a toss up to see who's the most improved player on our team this year. And those three guys have done a great job of of mastering their craft.
Dave, what's the prognosis of Josh Wells? You kept him. Obviously, he's a guy that's not quite ready.
Yeah, so we were able to keep him, and we'll meet with our docs tomorrow and see how close he is to return, and then kind of make an evaluation off of that. Then.
So who's your – so you got Jokel's your backup left tackle and Omame is your backup right? Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, and Pack can play left tackle too.
Was Tyson Alualu ever in danger of not making this team? How about that?
He was never in danger of not making this team, though.